The Mims family and the Eugene Springfield NAACP are working to keep the history of one of the first black families in the area alive. Right now, the Mims houses are on the Eugene Historical Register and the National Historic Registry.
But neither one of those protects the houses from and the property from being demolished.
That's Willie Mims. His family's house was a place where black travelers would stay when they were passing through town in the 1940s. Jazz greats Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong stayed here at a time when black people weren't welcome in the city. Here's Willie again.
But the main thing is, like, this problem is significant, not to just my family. It is very significant to the black community and the history of the black community in this community. So trying to protect the property any way, however, or whenever that we can, we should do that.
Earlier this year, the Mims family launched a GoFundMe campaign to raise $56,000 to save the houses. The funds would have paid for a city-administered process to designate the properties as an SH Historic Zone. But that would have been an expensive and heavy lift for the Mims, who are getting older. The designation would have required getting the property up to code and improving its accessibility. The Eugene Springfield NAACP currently runs its operations out of one of the homes. The organization's president, Eric Richardson, says they're still looking for ways to improve the property.
There's still work to be done, and so right now we've got one particular grant that we're putting out, and so we're hoping to, with that grant, to do some leveling on the house. We're just going to be concentrating on the leveling of the house right now, although we do have a bigger plan for the property.
Richardson says there's room to imagine the role the Mims House could play in the future. That could be to transform the space into a museum community center hybrid. Richardson says that by the end of 2018, they hope to install solar lighting and improve the property's parking lot. They'll also continue sharing Black American history in Eugene. For KLCC News, I'm Deanna Anderson.